welcome to Truth Is Now Treason, a podcast that annihilates the lies but defends justice and truth, particularly the truth.
Welcome, my fellow traders, to yet another award-winning episode of Truth Is Now Treason. You know, Linux, I may have to construct a new trophy case for all the awards we keep winning.
We are not winning awards. Stop it.
Yes, we are. We won the Conspiracy Theory Bowl. We beat MSNBC 42-0. Our quote-unquote conspiracy theories keep getting proven right while their lies keep getting proven wrong.
So here we are yet again, covering a story that the mainstream media is reluctant to cover. Today, we are going to be talking about the Romeika family. So who is the Romeika family? They are a German family that came here to the United States in 2008. So why did they come to the United States?
It was to flee religious persecution. Religious persecution in Germany? Yep, in Germany. It's hard to believe, but it's there as well. In the nation of Germany, you are not allowed to homeschool your children.
I know that that sounds odd, but listen to this quote about it from the United States Justice Department regarding this in 2008. And I quote, "The goal in Germany is for an open, pluralistic society. Teaching tolerance to children of all backgrounds helps to develop the ability to interact as a fully functioning citizen in Germany."
Oh, okay. So that's what school's about, is to teach tolerance to children of all backgrounds. Yeah, because it helps to develop the ability to interact as a fully functioning citizen of Germany.
You're fully functioning if you know how to tolerate. So that's right. School is not about teaching children reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's not about giving them the skills to be able to succeed in the workplace. It's to teach tolerance.
Yeah, it sounds like our nation's school system right now, doesn't it? The huge difference is that it's not illegal yet to homeschool children in the United States, but it is in Germany.
The penalty in Germany for homeschooling is fines. And then if you continue to homeschool your children, they will be taken away from your home.
What? Your children will be taken away if you try to teach them yourself?
Yes. They must be taken away because they must be indoctrinated.
Yeah, we've covered this numerous times. You know, what's amazing is whenever you look into socialism, and Germany is unfortunately a socialist country, you will find they want to indoctrinate your children.
A family that is strong is always the enemy to socialism, because a strong family rejects indoctrination. Strong parents know that it is their responsibility to raise their children, not the government's.
But let's look at another aspect of this quote. Teach tolerance. You know, so who gets to decide how tolerance is taught? How are we defining tolerance?
Teached. Traders, Dietrich knows his grammar.
I speak English goodly. You know, so are we going to teach the tolerance of the left, where everything is tolerated but Christianity? Or maybe we're going to do the tolerance of Jesse Jackson or Louis Farrakhan, where anti-Semitism is beautiful? Or are we going to teach the tolerance of Antifa, where you tolerate nothing except for what feels good to you at the moment?
There are a lot of different versions of tolerance. Whose definition are we going to use? Are you seeing the problem? We are. And this is the problem that the Romeika family had with this. This family has 7 children, and they believed that the German education system was teaching things that did not align with their Christian beliefs.
Yeah, so they started homeschooling their children. As a result, they were being persecuted. So they fled to the United States to escape religious persecution. They were seeking political asylum.
Yeah, they were legally coming to the United States. They were not jumping a fence. They were not swimming across the river. They were not dodging border guards. They were doing this all legally. They were coming over here for the same reason that the pilgrims came over. The Pilgrims were fleeing religious persecution.
Yeah, the Romaika family is doing it for the very same reason. But when they came over in 2008, Barack Hussein Obama didn't like it one bit. The Romaikas were initially given asylum, but the Obama administration objected. They were claiming that the German laws that outlawed homeschooling did not constitute persecution. Really?
Having your children ripped out of your house and taken to a re-education camp is not persecution? In what world? Oh, that's right. In the world of a socialist who hates Christianity and Western values. Kind of like the world of Barack Hussein Obama. Mm-mm-mm.
And if you don't know what we're talking about there, look for the link in the podcast description. You'll see it. A bunch of kids singing Barack Hussein Obama.
Mm-mm-mm.
So he pushed for this, and the Sixth Circuit Court agreed with him. They tried to push this to the Supreme Court, and they rejected taking on the case. So here's the president of a nation that at that time had, according to government figures, 12 million illegals in this nation.
And he is worried about a family of nine living in eastern Tennessee, where the father was gainfully employed as a pianist at Carson Newman University, while he at the same time ignored the illegals we already had and the people who were flooding the border and then applying for all of the free bennies they could get. I mean, that sounds a little hypocritical to me.
So the time of Obama passed, or so we and the Romaikas thought, but they are, alas, here again. And now Biden, the sock puppet of Barack Hussein Obama, is setting to deport the Romaikas. Really? Indeed they are.
Yeah, the Romaikas celebrated an incredible victory that can only be credited to our almighty God. In 2014, they were allowed to remain in the United States after years of court appeals. Their lawyers said the decision meant the family could stay without worries in the future.
Yep, but here we are in the third term of Obama. The left has a seething hatred for those who do not bow at the altar of socialism, and it will not be tolerated. So the Romaika family has been ordered to self-deport back to Germany by October the 11th. Now, never mind that you've been here 15 years. Never mind that two of their children have married American citizens. You must leave now.
Well, and two, just to add to that third term of Obama, what you said, Susan Rice is in Biden's administration. She was also in Obama's administration. Ron McLean is in Biden's administration. He was also at the head of Obama's administration as well. So that's why Dietrich said the third term of Obama, because the same things are happening now that we saw between 2008 and 2016 when Obama was president.
I actually said it because I've been brainwashed by your conspiracy theories, Lennox. No, but really what the problem is Christian beliefs are an affront to leftist sensibilities. Don't believe me? Listen to Hillary's words.
Be grossly generalistic. You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
Your belief that you should be able to educate your children is hated by the World Economic Forum. Remember how we cling to our guns and Bible with hatred toward others.
Well, it's not surprising then that they get better and they cling to guns or religion or antipathy towards people who aren't like them or anti-immigrant sentiment.
Actually, Obama, you are the one that has vitriol towards others who are not like you. When the Romaika family was asked about why this was happening, they said, they did not tell us anything. We really didn't know why this is happening. We wonder ourselves because we can't understand.
When Michael Ferris, who was the family lawyer, was asked about back then when Obama was first trying to kick them out, he said this, and I quote, "I think this is a part of the Obama administration's overall campaign to crush religious freedom in this country. The Obama administration's attitude towards religious freedom, particularly religious freedom for Christians, is shocking. I have little doubt that if this family had been of some other faith, that the decision would have never been appealed in the first place. They would have let this family stay, unquote.
You know, so why are we talking about this? Why does this matter? The Democrat Party is dead set against religious freedom. They despise it. They hate it. They want it gone. They do not want you worshiping God. They want you worshiping them. If the blatant hypocrisy of what is happening to the Romaicas does not convince you, then nothing will. Why is the Democrat Party all for open borders, but this family is one that must go? Logically, it doesn't make any sense unless you look at who the Romaicas are. That is where you will see why this regime believes this family must leave.
So just recently, the Romaicas were ordered to leave by October 11th. Now, they have been given a stay by ICE, good for them, as they should, to remain for 1 year. And there is currently a bill in the House of Representatives called Bill 5423 that, if it passes, would allow them to stay in the United States permanently. Contact your congressman to ask them to pass this bill. Email them. That's the easiest way. Just look it up.
One thing you can do, Google it. Put in what your zip code is and put in who is the member of the House of Representatives for zip code and whatever your zip code is. It'll tell you what it is. Then, whoever that person is, look up what their phone number is. Say, I need the phone number for whoever your House Representatives person is. And you know what? It may sound like, you know what? This is a pain. It's a bother. But here's a family that really needs help, that is truly being persecuted in their home country. This is what America is about.
This is love in action. This is us fighting for what is legal and right. Until next time, my fellow traders.
I have to say, Lennox, with this new microphone setup we've got going, your voice sounds sexy.
Hey, Dietrich.
Baby.
We're joking, everyone. Hey, Dietrich.
We will be keeping an eye on this story as it goes along. Just a reminder, next week is Memorial Day. We will not have an episode, so we will see you the Sunday after. Until next time.